The USDA released three big reports this week. Here to talk about it is Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. Kim, which of those reports had the biggest impact on prices?
Probably the WASDE report. The WASDE contains all the other information and summarizes it down to an average annual price. So I think the WASDE report's the most important one to look at.
Were there any surprises in that WASDE report? That's a big question.
You bet it is. Probably not. You look at wheat, and I think ending stocks on all those numbers, ending stocks summarizes everything. You look at wheat, the market was expecting 608 million bushels. It came in at 628, so slightly bearish there. Corn, the market was expecting 1.47 billion bushels. It came in at 1.54 billion bushels. Again, bearish there with corn. Soybeans, 348 million bushels expected. 350 million bushels on the report, right on the numbers. If you look at the world ending stocks, I think every one of them, wheat and corn, they were exactly where they expected them to be. Soybeans, expectations were at 3.5 billion. They came in at 3.6 billion, so slightly negative there.
What were you able to glean from the seedings report?
Well, you look at the seedings report, it was for winter wheat, and all winter wheat, the expectations was 34.3 million acres. It came in at 34.4, so slightly above expectations. You look at hard red winter wheat, expectations was at 24 million acres, that's what it was in 2001. It came in at 23.8 million, just slightly below last year's acres. Oklahoma acres, exactly the same as last year, 4.4 million acres. Kansas acres were up 200,000 acres from 7.3 million acres up to 7.5. You look at soft red winter wheat, came in at 6.6 million acres, or expected 6.6, came in at 7.1. So more soft red winter wheat acres than expected there.
Let's look at the quarterly stocks report. That was also part of this big release. And you said that kind of had the least impact on prices. Talk about why.
Well, I think stocks came in just about expectations. Some of them were slightly above or slightly below. But for all practical purposes, the quarterly stocks came in at expectations. And you wouldn't expect them to have much impact. Corn was a little above expectations, but still, you wouldn't expect much impact from the quarterly stocks.
Looking at all these reports, does this impact the wheat price outlook at all?
I think it impacts the price some. You look at corn, it's been moving sideways. You look at soybeans, it's got an upward trend. I don't see any changes in corn and beans. Yeah, some wallering around and stuff, but not much. But you look at wheat, wheat's been volatile. We talked about that last week. You go back to July, we had $6 wheat. You got to October 1, we had $6.75. Uptrend to Thanksgiving, the day before, $8.50, set a high there. Came back down to 760, about where we are now. I think as we look from now to harvest, you would expect prices to remain in that range from October, that it was from October to now, which that range was from $6.75 to $8.50, an average of 760, and that's almost exactly what the market's offering right now. So where can prices be at harvest? I think between 675 and 850, depending on the weather.
Okay. Great information. Lots of numbers this week, Kim. We appreciate you breaking it down for us. Thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.